Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
Hello, welcome Amy to the show. Hello, Amy.
Hi, everyone.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My husband, Dennis.
Okay, why are we putting Dennis to the test today?
Well, a few weeks ago, he and some buddies decided they wanted to start golfing every Saturday. So, you know, once a week, they go over to golf club and they play golf, and he's usually gone till about lunchtime, and he loves it, of course, because he can get together with his friends and drink beer, and they still are socially distanced from everyone because they're on this huge golf course.
Yeah, so. You know, it's funny you say that, because I was going to say golf is one of those activities where you can honestly say you are still at a safe distance from people.
Exactly, and I don't mind it personally because I finally get some downtime to clean the house and do like everything I need to do.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that one of his friends that he golfs with sent me a text message and was basically like, this is none of my business, but I wanted you to know that we're kind of concerned with the amount of flirting Dennis is doing with one of the Kirk girls when we come here to play. So he said it's getting out of hand.
Okay, so and this is one of his friends telling you this?
Yeah, I guess they all feel this way, and they were like, so who's going to tell his wife? And this guy lost, so he's the one that had to text me.
So he's flirty with all the cart girls, or one in particular?
Well, I guess just one. Her name is Robin, and I guess he talks to her every time they go play, and there's even been times when the guys are like, hey, it's your shot, and he just says, get me, I'll catch up.
Wow. Okay. So listen, I have been golfing many times, and lots of golf courses have the cute golf cart girls, and it doesn't hurt that they're selling alcohol. I have seen tons of guys flirt with the cart girl. I don't want to necessarily say that it's a tradition, but at the same time, I guess what I'm trying to say is it's very common. The reason I'm telling you this is because I don't know if you should be necessarily worried about something like this.
Well, at this point, I'm not really worried, but it never hurts to check, right?
Agreed, 100%. So, all right, let's put Dennis to the test here. We're going to give him a free dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, and before we get started, I got to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah. Darling at random. Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Dennis, please.
This is Dennis.
Good morning, Dennis. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling today from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that you were chosen as one of this month's winners in our Visa Rewards monthly prize drawing. So congratulations, and thank you for using Visa.
I was the winner in what?
The Visa Rewards Program. So we just started this new rewards program for 2020, where every month we pick a bunch of different customers and we reward them with different prizes. And this month you are one of our winners.
Oh, snap. Awesome. Okay. What did I win?
So this month's prize is flowers. So every winner gets a nice bouquet of long-stemmed red roses sent to them as a special thank you from Visa. And the reason I called you is because we've discovered that a lot of the guys who win actually prefer we don't send them the flowers, but rather we send them to their wife or girlfriend as a gift from them. So is that something that you'd like us to do with your flowers, or would you prefer we send them directly to you?
I guess you can send them to somebody for me. Sure.
Okay, no problem. So the first thing I need from you is the name of the person we'll be sending these flowers to. So I need a first and last name.
Okay. Are you able to send the flowers to a business?
Yes, anywhere in the continental U.S.
Okay. So send the flowers to Robin. And her last name is... But I want you to send them to her work.
Sure, no problem. So Robin... to her work, and I'll get that address from you in just 1 second. But first, what message did you want to put on the card that comes with the flowers?
Okay. Put down, I'm still willing to live up to my end of the bet if you are.
Oh, a bet? That sounds interesting. What were the stakes?
I mean, well, it wasn't really a bet. We were on the golf course, and she had told me that she had never been to a real winery before, so... told her if I mix my next putt, I'll take her to one.
Well, that's going to be really interesting because from what I heard, she's not even 21 yet.
Oh, snap! Hey, Dennis?
Oh, snap! Yeah?
Hey, listen, we have a bit of a confession to make here this morning. This isn't really the Visa Rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your wife, Amy, asked us to call you, and she's actually listening right now.
Okay.
So do you want to explain to me why you're sending f***ing roses to this girl who's probably at least 10 years younger than you?
Because... I was letting her know that the guys and I decided that we should take her to the winery as a way of saying thanks.
Oh, the guys decided? I see. So not you then. It was the guys who made this decision, right?
Yes, because she helps out every week and we thought it would be a nice way of tipping her. You know, get her a trip to the winery.
Really, Dennis? Really? From what I've heard, the guys don't even care about this girl. You do. Honestly, I don't even think it's appropriate in any way for an older man to be sending a young girl flowers.
So, Dennis, this whole trip, the flowers, the trip to the winery, this was just you giving this girl a tip.
A tip, yes. Exactly.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure you'd love to give her a tip, all right.
Oh, okay. So, I'm confused. Hold on. This trip to the winery, are you getting her a gift card then? Because earlier you said you were taking her.
No, we were trying to get her... We were just trying to get all of us to take her, you know, as a gift.
That's wrong, Dennis. You shouldn't be taking any young girl to a winery.
No, you were going to come too. Jeez, way to spoil my surprise.
Right. Oh, so you and your wife were going to take the golf cart girl to the winery.
Me, the rest of our golf group, and our family. I mean, come on, the whole idea was to take our wives to the winery, and then we thought, hey, maybe we should, you know, bring her along since she's never been to one before.
Right.
To one.
This story has more quick changes than the Lady Gaga concert. Okay, well, there you go, Amy. Apparently, you have a trip to the winery coming up.
Oh, no. We're not going anywhere until we have a long discussion first.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.